Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 and a double welcome, or should I say quadruple welcome, back to All About Entrepreneurs. I am your host and coach, Lalisa J. Williams. I know it's been a little minute since I've been here. Some of you who've been watching the show and been tuning into the show on a regular basis, you know and remember that I told you that I was wrapped up with a political campaign. That's right, a political campaign, which took a lot of time, and I had to spend time with the process and the projects that were surrounding the campaign. So I myself was running for councilwoman, so it was an experience like I've never had in my entire life. So I learned a lot about it. I did not win the council seat the second time around. I did win the first time around. I won in order to be able to run again for a runoff. So I am very proud of that, very excited about that. And I am very thankful for the very experience. I learned a lot about politics as this particular election brought in politicians at every governmental level. So we had the local people in the town, also people at the county level also stepped in and assist and or was a part of it. Then we had people at the state level. They also chimed in, and even at the federal level. So at the highest level of government, we had people. We had got a chance to get assistance from both U.S. Congress and a U.S. Senator. Now that's saying something, okay? So it was absolutely incredible that I could have gone from former high school dropout, many of you know my story, to working on a campaign in the same room with U.S. senators, U.S. congresspeople, state senators, state legislators. It was just, God is amazing. So that's why I've been gone. but now I'm back. The campaign is over. The special election was December 3rd, so I wanted to jump right back in with my All About Entrepreneurs radio show. Continue to empower entrepreneurs like yourself, near and far. So yes, there are many, many, many stories that are going to come out of the campaign, but you'll have to wait for the book to hear any of them. Today, one of the things that I noticed during the campaign, which I do want to talk about today on the show, and our topic for today is creating empowerment wealth. And creating empowerment wealth. And so I have a little bit of a cold going on, but I believe I will make it for sure. I know I will. But so you might hear a little bit of this or that. But definitely I didn't want to cancel the show again, so I've canceled so many shows already. And so now it's so important that I get back into what I was doing before the campaign started. But most definitely, there is such a thing as you have economic wealth. Well, you also have empowerment wealth. But the question becomes, how do we create it? So let me first talk about what economic wealth is. Empowerment wealth. See, even I'm mixing them up. Let me first talk about what it is. Well, some people just instinctively have the ability to accomplish things or to be ambitious enough to go after their goals and their dreams. Some people, that no matter what they've been through, some tragedy, some setback, some disaster, some people just naturally get up, pull themselves up by their bootstraps, get themselves back in the ring. They naturally overcome the adversities that are around them. And it got me to wondering and thinking, why is this happening? What is it that this person is doing? Particularly women, some women that have been around from working at the halfway house to working for job development programs, job training programs, under the umbrella of Welfare to Work, in the college classes that I teach. I'm consistently seeing that you have some students who, regardless of what is going on, they're able to push on, push forward. And so I'm coined this phrase, and when seeing these people, is that they have empowerment wealth. In other words, they have something within them, and a wealth of it, that drives them and pushes them and urges them. Okay? This empowerment wealth is basically when a person has self-consciousness, high self-esteem. They have a great self-concept about themselves. They have the ability to look at the larger picture. They have a person with economic wealth has the ability to look long-term, look toward the future, to accomplish it yet they are in tuned enough with today to know what steps they have to take today. So this empowerment wealth that a person has. Now, how does one get the empowerment wealth? How do you get that? Of course, I haven't done any studies other than just basic observational type research, just observing people that I've spoken with who have this empowerment wealth. But if I'm going to help other people, because I'm teaching people around the country how to get this empowerment wealth, it's going to become important that I know what does it take. So we know what it is. We know what it can cause people to do. It can cause people to be very successful, pull themselves up, accomplish a lot of things, be very achievable, have that ambition and drive to do better than where you started. It's the ability to bounce back in any situation. That's what we call empowerment wealth. But how do you get it? How do you get it? That's the key. How do you get empowerment wealth? Can we teach people how to have this empowerment wealth? Can we teach people how to be empowered? And of course we can, because we know many, many people have been taught how to be empowered. So I definitely believe that we can teach people how to have empowerment wealth and how to use it, how to get it, and how to use it. Okay? It's what causes these people to be successful. And so some of the things that will allow you to get empowerment wealth is setting a goal and making a plan to achieve the goal. You also have to be around empowered people. You have to be around empowered people because it will strengthen and increase your empowerment. So we're talking this morning about creating empowerment wealth. And how do you go about creating that empowerment wealth? We've said how people know how to create economic wealth by creating jobs. And so how do you create empowerment wealth? Okay. We talked about on the show today, we've talked a little bit about what it is, how it works, what does it look like when a person has empowerment wealth. So before I go a minute further, I definitely want to welcome each and every one of you who are tuned in to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for following us. Thank you for continuing to listen to the broadcast. Absolutely. Next week we are going to, or the week after next rather, because school is still in, so next week we'll still do our regular Friday show, which we will just do our regular Friday show, and then the week after that we will go back to our Monday through Friday 7 a.m. show. So we'll go back to our Monday through Friday 7 a.m. radio show right here on All About Entrepreneurs. So you'll be able to tune in each day with a different topic, we're definitely going to try to get more guests onto the show. So we will have a lot of fun. And we're going to take our show definitely 2014. We must take the show to another level. But we're all about empowering the entrepreneur to be successful entrepreneurs with business. So we will be bringing more topics that will empower you to be able to be successful and to increase your empowerment wealth. So as a business owner, you don't want to just have economic wealth or educational wealth or emotional wealth. You also want to have empowerment wealth. You want to be able to bounce back. You want to be able to get back up and get back in the ring. You want to be able to set goals and achieve them. You want to be able to start all over if you have to. This is all a part of empowerment wealth, being able to take a hit and to keep on ticking, to be able to take a blow and to keep going. So it's exciting. I'm excited about it. I wasn't expecting it. It's something that came out of the campaign, which is the whole reason I'm here talking today, because you can go through something that can potentially devastate you, like a loss in a major campaign like that. I mean, we were on a major stage, and to lose at that level after all of that hard work, you see, what does it take to bounce back from all of that? And that's what I'm calling empowerment. When you are truly empowered and have a wealth of it, you can bounce back from any adversity of any kind. So now it's even more critical for me that I go out and that I teach people about their own empowerment wealth. It's an individual thing. You have your own empowerment within you. And there is a wealth of it in you. And you just need to know how to use it. Maybe you need to know what it is. That's why I wanted to do the broadcast today. Maybe you need to know how does one get it? And then how does one use it? And what are some of the benefits of being empowermentally wealthy? What does that mean? Okay? So that as you're going through your life, you can see where empowerment has assisted you in achieving your goals and your dreams and reaching your accomplishments, your objectives. Whether you're an individual, whether you're a group, you could be at a corporation, you could be a church, you could be at some other house of worship, you could be a city, you could be a state, you could be the country. But empowerment, wealthy people are more successful, okay? Empowerment, wealthy people are more successful than people who are not. And so if there's any key to success, that is definitely a key to success, is that you're empowermently wealthy. It means that you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You can get back in the ring. You can get going again. And not just to the same old beat, but to a new beat. So you actually leap further ahead than what you were. So we are so, so, so excited about experiencing what we experienced so that we can bounce back to where we are. Now, I have a book that will help you to become empowermentally wealthy, and that is the book Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So you want to get your hands on that book. You can go to the website release-your-power.com and get a copy of the book Release Your Power. If you want to become empowermentally wealthy, okay, you want to create empowerment wealth, just like people create economic wealth. But there are people who have the money, but they don't have the empowerment to go with it. There are many people who have lots of money, but they are miserable. They are unhappy. They are not achieving other goals, important goals and accomplishments in their life. So just because one has money and has economic wealth, it doesn't mean they have empowerment wealth. Okay? So you want to be empowermently wealthy. You definitely want to achieve certain things in life, but you want to be, in order to achieve anything in life, you have to be able, you must be able to have the art of bouncing back. You must be able to get back up relatively quickly and get back in the game. And so many people are looking and saying, how could you have bounced back so quickly? How are you bouncing? How are you keep going during this tragedy, so to speak? It would appear to be a tragedy. The way I'm doing it, I'm drawing on my economic wealth that was already stored up within me. Okay, because remember, after all, I am the author of Release Your Power. So it's not just a book, it's a lifestyle. Becoming who you really are. So I'm constantly becoming who I am. So I'm excited. I'm even more excited. Actually, it's almost as if I needed the run and I needed the failure. I needed to lose. I'm actually getting more economic empowerment wealth out of losing than out of winning. And in order for you to understand that, you have to read the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Okay? In that book, Choosing to Change, Taking a Self-Assessment, and all of that, you have to be able to apply these concepts and principles to your life if you want to be able to do the same thing. And I know people do. I know people, there are a lot of people who are going through life and they are not overcoming their setbacks and the things that have come against them to stop them or defeat them. And so that's what I wanted to share today. It's all about the empowerment wealth that people need. And what I'm saying is, you want to be able to read this book and so that you too can increase your empowerment wealth so that you're able to not only bounce back and keep going in the face of adversity, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the struggle, to be able to move forward, but you also want to be able to overcome every setback, and you want to be able to set goals so that you can achieve those things that you really want to do in life. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. You can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. And I've done it. And so I know you can do it. I know if I can do it, anyone can do it. You can overcome a great tragedy or setback. And trust and believe me, losing a campaign, yes, that's big. But there are bigger things that people have lost. And they bounce back. But here's the thing. Empowerment wealth doesn't just leave you at bouncing back. It launches you into an even greater experience, an even greater success. So it doesn't just bounce you back to where you were. It actually launches you forward, way more ahead of where you were before. Okay? It's way more ahead of where you were before. So, here's the thing. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, for sure, for sure. And bouncing back, or should I say, not bouncing back, but leaping forward, forward leap. Think of it like that. I mean, we've used the term bouncing back for a while. That's great. But it's more about leaping forward, launching forward. Launching, lunging, however you want to look at it. But you're going to get your empowerment wealth. You're going to know what to do with it. You're going to know how to apply it. You're going to know exactly what the benefits and the gains and the successes are that you will get from bouncing back, moving forward, launching ahead, even in the face and the midst of adversity. In the midst of adversity. Well, thank you for tuning in to the show. That's where I want to end. I'm going to end on that note. You know, as always, you can contact me on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. LaLisa Williams, Coach LaLisa. You can put any of those names in, and you will pull up my contact information. You can email me. You can go to the website, get email address, any other contact information that we have there at release-your-power.com or coachlalisa.com. For those of you who also want to leap forward into writing your book, please contact me, selfpublishingworks.com is the website for that, and or the public speaking website, Speaking Your Way to Millions. So contact me at any of those websites, or go to those websites, get contact information, and we will move forward from there, and we will help launch you into your destiny by helping you also, as you go, creating empowerment wealth. Well, thank you. This has been Coach LaLisa. Have a great, great, great weekend. And, oh, by the way, we definitely want to just take a moment and acknowledge the passing of the former South Africa President Nelson Mandela. So we'll just have a moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. We know he's been a great effect and power in the world. Been a great example, a powerful leader. Had an amazing life, an amazing journey. Lived to be 95 years old. That's saying something. That's a lot. So we thank God for his life. We ask God to give him rest and peace and bless his whole entire family and friends and all those that knew him and loved him. Let's let his example not be in vain, his life not be in vain. Let us all take up our challenges and what we're to do and who we're to help and what part of society we're to affect. Again, I thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you back next week. God bless.